Hello, beautiful people. Welcome to another episode of Live Out Loud with Dr. K. I am super excited because we are only 2 days away from not only a new year, but an entirely new decade. That's right. I want you to take a moment to let that sink in. We are about to walk in to an entirely new decade, y'all. That is huge. And I hope that you are just as excited as I am. And so I've been doing some research on the number 20, and I found out that 20 actually symbolizes completeness, and specifically completeness that's often related to a period of suffering or a period of waiting. So an example of that can be seen for our Bible scholars out there. An example can be seen through the story of Jacob, right? So Jacob had to wait 20 years in order to get his wives and his property released from his father-in-law. Imagine that, 20 years to wait, right? But he did it, 20 years. So just a little encouragement for anyone out there who for this past decade, you've been waiting on some delayed promises and dreams, right? Just keep holding on. And then another example can be seen, also a story from the Bible, where the children of Israel were being oppressed by King Jabin for a total of 20 years, up until the time that Deborah and Barak, and not former President Barak, but Barak from the Bible, until they were able to manage to release them from out of their trouble. So, and that's for anyone out there that maybe have the past decade, past years, you've dealt with your share of troubles. And, you know, I just want to encourage you that, hey, we're going into the year 2020, right? So I'm standing in agreement with you that your suffering, your troubles, and your waiting is coming to an end, my friend. So I think that gives you much reason to be excited and super excited. But in the process of being excited, I also want you to be prepared. And so that's why the name of this episode is called Getting Prepared for Greatness. Because I believe that 2020 is going to bring great things your way, and that you're going to step into the greatness that has been ordained for you. But I also believe that in order for you to do that, you have to be prepared. So there's this story of a guy who was, he came storming on a horse through a town, a small town. And as he was storming through, as he was galloping through, a group of onlookers yelled over to him and said, "Hey, where are you going?" And his response was, "I don't know, wherever the horse takes me." And, you know, I wonder how many people live their lives in that way, right? Where you are just kind of on autopilot, that something else is controlling the direction of your life, and you are, you know, you're hands off. And as a result, you are oftentimes missing your goal, you're missing your target, and you're failing to achieve those dreams and desires that have been placed on your heart. And so, you know, I'm sure many of you have probably heard the saying that failure to plan is planning to fail. And there's so much truth in that, which is why tonight I want to give you about 5 tips that I believe is going to be helpful for you to effectively prepare for an amazing 2020 as you step into your greatness. All right, so let's hop on in. So tip number one is, I want you to release the baggage. That's right. Get rid of all of that excess junk, whether it's faulty thinking, bad habits, hangups, toxic relationships, anything that no longer serves you. I want you to let it go. Let it go completely. Say goodbye. If you have to do like a little small funeral, memorial service, do what you need to do, but just get rid of it so you can be free to move unhindered by anything that has previously held you bound or held you back. And so, you know, this is a good time to take inventory as we're coming to the end of this year. You know, this is a great time to start, you know, looking over your life and looking over the decisions and just the things that have been happening. If you find yourself kind of repeating a certain pattern, certain things that's been happening over and over, that's the indication there that something is wrong. And they say that the definition of insanity is doing the same thing over and over and expecting different results. So you may want to take a step back and ask yourself, what kind of thinking am I having or holding on to that's allowing me to go in this circle, that's allowing me to stay on this hamster wheel, right? What kind of habit is keeping me stuck? And what kind of relationship is holding me down, right? If you have people in your life that's constantly telling you what you can't do and, you know, bringing you down and trying to get you to second guess yourself and your calling and your purpose, and guess what? Those are the first people that need to go. And so, you know, do the hard work now of letting go of all those things so that you could be able to walk in freely into whatever awaits you in 2020. All right. So number two, I want you to declutter, right? Declutter your physical space also. So we talked about releasing the baggage. You know, a lot of that has to do more, you know, in terms of, just emotionally, mentally, right? That's more in terms of your mind and your thinking. But they say that many times your environment, your physical environment, is also directly tied to what's going on inside, right? And it goes both ways too. So sometimes if you feel like you're around a lot of clutter, then your mind will feel cluttered. This past summer, I looked into a woman by the name of Marie Kondo, and oh my gosh, she is one of the most amazing organizers. She has this challenge where you literally, you know, you go into your closet and you take everything out, including your drawers, everything, and you put it on your bed and you go through each piece of clothing that you have. And you ask yourself, does this spark joy? Like, does this bring joy to you? You know, is this something that you have worn? Do you feel like, you know, that this still has purpose in your life, right? So it's taking it a step further in your thinking in terms of what you really need, and making sure that you're only holding on to the necessities. And so I did that. And I tell you, that was such an experience. I mean, I had like you should have seen my bed. It was like literally almost piled to the ceiling. I mean, it was ridiculous. But okay, I'm being a little facetious. But it was a really super high pile. And I ended up probably having about 5 or so big trash bags of clothes that I just decided that I no longer needed, because guess what? It didn't give me joy. It didn't spark joy in me. And you know, what are those things in your life that no longer sparks joy, that's more draining than it is fulfilling? You know, start taking inventory of those things too and remove it. You know, and that's just not only for your house. That could be your office space, your car, women, pocketbooks. I know some pocketbooks I need to go through and declutter. But just looking at all the spaces that you spend time and making sure that you create an environment of peace and solitude so that you can think clearly and you can be able to move unhindered. All right. So number three, I want you to create a vision of the future. All right. And do this by first developing a vision board. I'm a huge fan of vision boards. In fact, I have one now, but I plan to do a new one this year. And I think the great thing about vision boards is that it allows you to take your goals and to put it down on paper, on board, or whatever it is that you use, so that you can have it always in front of you. And so I have my actual vision board like placed in front of my TV and in my bedroom, because I barely watch TV. In fact, I probably just need to get rid of it because I can't remember the last time I turned that television on. So I, you know, I use that space now to place my vision board there so that I am focusing on that. I'm focusing on my future. And I want to encourage you to do the same. Focus in on your future by making sure it's ever before you. A lot of times we can get so caught up in what's going on around us now, right? But I want to remind you that your current situation is not your final destination. And so instead of getting caught up on the challenges, the adversity, and how unhappy you may be with certain things going on in your life right now, I want you to focus in, get laser focused in on your future and where you see yourself going. And if it takes you doing a vision board, then do that vision board. And whether or not you do the vision, whether you decide to do the vision board or not, I also want you to practice the art of visualization. And visualization is something you can do, again, with or without the vision board. And it can be as simple as each morning taking about 30 seconds, 30 to 60 seconds, and envisioning your future, envisioning your success, setting your intentions for the day, and the things that you are hoping to accomplish. Just kind of setting your heart and your intent towards positivity. That is so important. And when you do that, I want you to get in the feeling of it. There's something about emotion and feeling that really helps to drive home and to solidify the visions that we hold on to. And so I want you to get in the habit of focusing more on your future than on your past. And number four, I want you to prioritize completion over perfection. So I was recently having a conversation with a friend, and you know, and I have to be completely honest with you, I am a recovering perfectionist. I, you know, it's something that has been a constant theme in my life, and something I constantly have to, I continuously have to work at, because in my mind, I always like things to be perfect. But guess what? When we focus on things being perfect, we don't get stuff done, right? And so I want you to join me in my journey to completely conquer perfectionism and to understand that completion is more important than perfection. Done is better than perfect, right? So understanding that it's more important to get the job done than it is for it to be perfect. I want to make sure that you are productive and that you are slaying those goals in 2020. And so in order to do that, you have to overcome the paralysis of analysis, where you get so caught up in your thoughts that you lose the momentum and you lose the productivity. So let's do that together, my friends. And last but not least, I want you to commit to the process. I want you to take life full on and don't take no for an answer. The truth and the reality of the situation is that you're going to still run into certain setbacks and challenges in 2020. Yes, I believe it's going to be an amazing year, amazing decade for you, or start of a decade for you. But I also believe that with that, with any, you know, with anything of value, of anything good, there's always going to be some testing in the process. So be prepared for that. But also make up in your mind from the start that come hell or high water, that you are going to do the darn thing, as they say, right? You know, stay committed to it. Trust the process and don't take no for an answer. Make sure that you are playing full out. You know, it's go hard or go home. Matter of fact, I don't even want to give you the option to go home, right? Just go hard, okay? There's no turning back. And I want you to really have that perspective as you go on into this new year, that you just give it all that you have, lay it all on the field, because you know this is where it counts, and this is a new start, fresh start, and I want you to make it a good start, right? There's a quote that I came across that I absolutely love, and it's by Edith Lovejoy Pierce, and it says, "We will open the book. Its pages are blank. We are going to put words on them ourselves. The book is called Opportunity, and its first chapter is New Year's Day. So we are 2 days out from New Year's Day, and this is the time where you can get your game face on. You can get prepared. You can get ready to go out there and slay and to do some amazing things in this upcoming decade. And I'll be rooting for you the entire way. So before we close, I just have one final story that I want to share with you, because you guys know how I absolutely love stories. And so this story is about a dog that ran into a museum, and this museum was filled with mirrors. The museum was very unique. The walls, the ceiling, the doors, and even the floors were made of mirrors. And so seeing his reflection, the dog froze in surprise in the middle of the hall. He could see a whole pack of dogs surrounding him from all sides, from above and below. The dog bared his teeth and barked, and all the reflections responded to it in the same way. Frightened, the dog barked frantically. The dog's reflections imitated the dog and increased it many times. The dog barked even harder, but the echo was magnified. The dog tossed from one side to another while his reflections also tossed around, snapping their teeth. The next morning, the museum security guards found this miserable, lifeless dog surrounded by thousands of reflections of the lifeless dog. There was nobody to harm the dog. The dog died by fighting with its own reflections. And so the moral of this particular story is that the world doesn't bring good or evil on its own, but everything that happens around us is a reflection of our own thoughts, our own feelings, and wishes and actions. The world is just a big mirror, my friends. And so I want you to look at life moving forward as it's not about what is happening to me or around me, but what's happening in me. Right? And just making sure that no matter what 2020 brings, the good, the bad, the indifferent, that you are prepared and that you're prepared to respond accordingly, because you're taking the time to do the work necessary now. And so put that work in and go ahead and make 2020 the year of greatness. All right? And I'll see you guys at the top. Until next time, be bold. Be fearless, be unapologetically, and be authentically you. Until next time.